And welcome back to Mix 93, and we have Angela Luskin here in the studio with us today. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we are talking about the Canal Run. It appears to be the 51st annual, which I think in and of itself is a great milestone, making it past 50. It's amazing.
It is. We are so excited about the race coming up this Saturday. And yes, to celebrate 51 years with this incredible community event makes us really proud. And we're really looking forward to an awesome event.
All right. And it looks like the temperature is going to be favoring you. We saw earlier on in the day, it's going to be below 70s throughout the event, which is going to be great for the runners.
It is. Yes. I'm happy that this heat that we're having early this week will hopefully subside, and it should be great running and walking conditions on Saturday.
All right. So as usual, you have many running events that are going on. What kind of events can we expect at this?
Yeah, that's what's great about the Canal Run. We really have races for nearly every individual out there. We start with that 2 mile fun run walk. We have a 5 mile walk, a 5 mile run, a 10 mile walk, a 10 mile run, and then the half marathon. And then we also have the kids dash. So a lot of things to take part in. We also have adaptive races for those with wheelchairs or those with like amputees, with blade runners. So really, we have a lot of different events. So hopefully something for everyone.
Yeah, it makes it very inclusive.
Absolutely.
All right. And I believe, is this a stroller friendly event?
It is. Yes. So strollers are allowed on the course. We are not a pet friendly, unfortunately, race, just for the safety of individuals. So strollers are allowed, but no pets, no bicycles either. So sometimes we have that question as well. But for the safety of the runners, we're expecting over 900 participants on Saturday. So the other thing to mention with safety is that M203 from High Point Road to downtown Hancock will be closed, that road. And then we have a temporary traffic control order in from Koskala Road to High Point Road, so 25 miles an hour. And we do that for the safety of the runners and walkers. We do keep the course open for local traffic, so residents that live along the course are allowed to access their residence.
All right, that's wonderful. I'm glad you're keeping everyone in mind. So I believe I see some costs here. How much does it cost to enter the race?
So it's variable, and we actually have online registration open until midnight on Thursday, and then Friday we'll have last minute registration on Quincy Green, so right in downtown Hancock, from 3 to 8 p.m., underneath the tent on Quincy Green. And that during that time, we also have key ingredients happening too. So come on out, check out downtown Hancock. It's going to be very festive, a lot of food samples, a lot of music. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah, it sounds like a great thing. Be able to listen to some music, participate in a run soon after.
Right.
It's a great way to spend a weekend.
It is. Yeah. So a lot going on. And that's what we try to do with, the Canal Run too, partnering with a lot of the local community and organizations to offer different things to happen for that weekend.
All right. And it looks like, are you giving to some organization with all this?
We are. So the Canal Run has given over $40,000 back to local nonprofits. And this year it's the Hancock Trails Club. So we're supporting another great organization this year. So all proceeds that we make from this race go back into our community.
That's right. That's wonderful. Love supporting the community. Now, let's see. I know I had another question. I just can't think of it at the moment. Maybe it'll come back to my mind. Let's see.
Well, one thing we should talk about, Sam, are volunteers. So it takes...
That was it.
Perfect. I read your mind. So it takes well over 100 volunteers to make the Canal Run the great race that it is. And we are still looking for a handful of key volunteer positions to be filled, including a couple aid stations or water stops, lots of road crossings, and help with the finish line too. So all of the information about the Canal Run, including how to sign up, how to volunteer, can be found at canal.run. So I encourage people to take a look, see if there's something for you.
All right. You mentioned aid stations. Does that mean that you have to have some sort of medical background, or can anyone help?
Anyone can help. Those aid stations are really our water stops. So that is where you will be on the course handing out water, Gatorade, energy gels, and then cheering on the participants too, because that really makes a difference for our racers.
It does make sense. I suppose we're not expecting many medical emergencies happening during this.
Well, we hope not, but we also have that covered with medical personnel. There will be medical personnel at every aid station, at the finish line. We will have Mercy EMS on site at the on the course as well. So lots of medical coverage, but hopefully we don't need any.
Yeah, hopefully not. All right, this sounds like it's shaping up to be a wonderful event. And once again, where can everyone go to sign up or potentially volunteer?
Canal.run. So www.canal.run.